Joshua 6, verse 1. I mean, I literally woke me up and he spoke to me. He goes, release the angels of restoration. He goes, release the angels. This is the model of really what we would call the plumb line operation. When you're talking about going up into the heavens, there's a time after you go all the way to the Father, the love of the Father, tree of life, the glory of the Father. Once you learn to partake of that realm, the next realm is the equipping for joint heirship. Now, I like to move from a position that's in the Father to another position that's in the Father because it's not the same position. It's the way you see it. It's up to you, but I see it kind of like a stairwell. It's not real steep, but it has steps and you go up into that. And that's where I see the throne room of the dispensation of the crown. It's a very awesome place, but I'll do things with the crown there, but you don't have to do all that. But one thing you do need to do that's very important, that once you start moving from the position of sonship to joint heirship, all of this is done by faith, because you don't want to come down back to the earth just as a son. You want to come back as an heir, because that makes all the difference, the authority you're going to walk in. And so I use certain scriptures. One of them is Psalms, and you can go over there real quick. I'll use this particular Psalm, Psalm 21. And I'm going to use the same scripture that the Lord used when the Father spoke to him. He said when he was raised out from the earth, he was crowned with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. So there is a crowning of glory and honor that we're joint heir to. You have to understand what happened to him happens to us legally, positionally, but it has to be procured by faith. We have to do this by faith. So when I move from the position of sonship, I'm going to move to a position of being crowned with glory and honor. I want to move from where I'm at. I want to move out. And sometimes I see vestures coming out, or I see clothing, or robes of honor, robes of glory, robes. And it's very important that you put off all levels of reproach when you're moving in dominion. You cannot wear reproach. You have to wear honor. Everyone in the realm of joint heirship in heaven is honored. Whether you know that or not, everybody is honored there. Nobody is dishonored in the realm. Nobody's dishonored, period. But when you're getting ready to move in dominion, you can't move in dominion when you're wearing dishonor. So you have to take off the reproach, put it off, and you put on honor. So I'm raised in glory. I'm raised with him in honor. I'm heir. I'm joint heir. I'm position, so I see myself coming in also with him as a joint heir to the honor and the glory. Amen. That's super important. So I put on robe of honor. I put on a robe of glory. And you have to practice this. You have to do it, or you'll get swallowed up and it gets convoluted. And what happens when you come back, you're not as effective as you can be, because there is an anointing for dominion up there. There is a realm that you get anointed with. Amen. And as you get anointed for dominion, you know who you are. You know what you're doing. The angels respond. All of heaven responds to your position, your faith, and the atmosphere that you're carrying. Demonic beings will respond to your position and your lack of faith in the atmosphere. If you carry a lot of stuff down here, you attract demonic beings. They get attracted to things like that. Man, they get attracted to unworthiness. They get attracted to fear. They get attracted to heaviness and depression. They'll jump all over stuff like that, because that is like magnet for them. But the atmosphere of heaven repels them. The atmosphere of authority and dominion repels them. So that's where you get clothed. And so you have to take that extra step before you come down. And so I like to receive the glory. I want to receive that honor. Before I start moving in anything in the crown, I want to receive that. Amen. And so I'll also use this verse as a very powerful verse. I just kind of quote it. I have these already in my heart. So most of the time I'm not like going to this scripture. I have it says, for the king shall what? Joy in thy strength, O Lord, in thy salvation, how greatly he shall rejoice. So the king shall joy in the Lord, in the strength, in the salvation. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, the not withholding the request of his lips. You've come out to meet him with a blessing of goodness, to set the crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest to him. I'll also quote this verse 6. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. The king trusted in the Lord and to the mercy of the Most High. He shall not be moved. And then I'll quote verse 5 especially. For great is thy salvation. Honor, majesty thou hast laid upon him. Now you're talking about you right now in a state of joint heirship. Honor and majesty. Now listen, what I was saying before, when you're struggling down here, sometimes you have struggles. Don't be condemned about that. Sometimes you got to work through some things. I'm not saying that in a condemnation, because sometimes you're God working through some things. But once your faith gets rolling, you get up and you start getting clothed, honor and majesty that was laid upon me. See, I want to see that robe. I want to feel that robe. I want to feel that shield. I want to be aware of it. You see what I mean? And you'll start feeling the honor. You'll start feeling the dominion. You'll start feeling dominion, honor. You'll start feeling the glory realm around you. As you do it, you'll feel it. You'll sense the atmosphere. You'll start feeling the dominion. You're getting ready for the execution of dominion. Now, I do certain things in the realm of the crown, but that's not all necessary for everybody to do because of a promise I have. But once you're in that realm and you're aware of the crown of the 7 spirits of God, a lot of times I like to stand just by faith before the throne. I don't need to see lightnings and thunders. I just know I'm there and I can stand there in faith, but I want to see that crown. I want to see the 7 spirits of God. I want to see and be aware the 7 eyes of omnipresent omniscience are around him. I want to see the 7 horns of omnipotent dominion around him. I want to be aware of the 7 inheritances that are upon him and the 7 torches burning. I'm going to wear the crown that he's wearing because that's what I'm bringing down in the earth. Amen. Now, once you get in that awareness, that is really all you have to do is get into that position of dominion. Dominion is not just something, let us have dominion. Have a dominion conference. Let us go take dominion. And most of that ends up just everyone trying to go do something in their flesh. Dominion has to start in the realm of the right hand of God because that's where it was restored. That's where Christ received it. That's where Christ gives it. And so you can feel the atmosphere of dominion on you. You'll feel emboldened. You'll feel it. And that's why we have to come out from the world. And that's when we come out from the world, we get reclothed, restructured, reset. Amen. It's a daily thing. It's awesome too, because the enemy can't stop it. He may hate it and he may show up every once in a while and to show you how much he hates it, but he can't stop you. So once we get into the realm of joint heirship, now we're ready for the plumb line operation of God. Now, Jericho is the perfect picture of how the crown works. It's the cornerstone stronghold of the promised land. You're going to see the type of angels being there. Who came out to meet Joshua before he ever took him into Jericho? He came out to meet him, see? He anointed him. He commissioned him. That's what's happening in the right hand of God. He said, you come out to meet me with the blessing of goodness. See, you're getting in a commissioned state to execute authority and dominion in the earth. You can do this over your home, your church. And when you do it, things change. Amen? So the Lord of hosts comes out to Joshua, the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. He had already dispatched his angels in to Jericho, but what we see as a type and shadow is the armed forces. You're going to see Joshua 6 may exhort a lot of this because for the time's sake, but the Lord first comes in the most profound way and he says to him, let's go back over to Joshua 6 now, verse 2. Now the Lord of hosts, angels are, the Lord said unto Joshua, see that I have given into thine hand. Everything about the plumb line operation is from the position of see that I have given. Not, I'm going to give you this city. He said, first see that I've given. And he rehearsed all that was going to happen before it happened. From a position of done. Amen. That is the most important part of operating in the creative realm of the Father is moving into the see I have given model. You have to let your faith release. You have to let your sanctified imagination release. You have to do that. And no matter how difficult or weird or peculiar or how strange it may feel, it's going to feel strange when you first start doing because you're not used to doing it, but the anointing will start kicking in after a while. Verse 3, this is very important. And he said, see that I've given thy hand the king thereof and the mighty men of valor, and you shall what? Compass the city. That word means to encircle, to crown the city. You've got to encircle the city. So what God was doing was marking out a territory in the promised land controlled by darkness, but he was now setting a compass, a circle. We like to use circles. When you do this, it's focused faith. Don't shoot your faith out there and 5,000 different directions. You got to have focus. See, God was focusing a territory that was going to become part of the kingdom of God. So your house can be the church. Anything God's assigned to you, you have to set a circle. The best thing you should do is get on Google, find your house, get an aerial map. All you got to do is hit a button. It'll create a circle around your house. You can make a red circle, pink circle, blue circle, white circle. But once you get the circle, we have this over fields that God's called us to administrate. We set that circle. We have pictures. We have maps. We have the picture of the city that we're operating out of because we want to focus in, see, because we're coming from top down. Amen. So you encircle the city. See, encompass the city. Now they're going to walk around the city, but he encompassed. So what he did is he sent the armed men out front. That's the angels. For us, it's the angels. To them is our men. But the angels are going out in front of us. They're going to come as a city, like Zechariah 2 says. They'll become a wall of fire. They're ministering flames of fire. You can see the horsemen thereof. I mean, you can see all the imagery that Elijah and Elisha had. And you'll be the glory in the midst. So the wall of fire the angels create is the warrior angels, the breaker angels. Now we're getting ready to release the angels of restoration. Amen. And so as we do this, we have Jacob's ladder where the angels ascend and descend. You have to see and know that that is an inheritance for us. But they're going to ascend and descend inside of a circle that is built. You can expand your circle. Over time, you can expand in multiple circles. You can work three or four circles at one time. Amen? It's really fun to do once you get rolling in it. So what happens is they were going to go around it 6 days and the seventh day seven times. So it's a perfected dominion. Verse 4, because the imagery here is actually going to show the imagery of the ark and the crown together. All right? And you're going to see the crown specifically outlaid here. It's very powerful. Verse 4, it said, and seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets. So seven trumpets of ram's horns. What was the crown? Seven eyes, seven trumpets of ram's horns. There were seven horns, seven trumpets. Now you see this the priest of the Lord, we see that this wasn't actually Joshua and Moses' time. It was Joshua and Zerubbabel's time, but he said something in Zechariah 3, upon one stone would be seven eyes. Upon the priest would be the seven eyes. And it was actually Joshua the high priest. But we see that the priest represented the eyes of the Lord. And so there were seven of them. And they had seven trumpets of ram's horns. So that was like a picture of the seven eyes and the seven horns that were going out in front. See the angels, and then you had the crown, and then the ark would follow. They had the priests that would bear the ark. And see, so you have all these elements in this battle of Jericho, right? See, I have given, you had the angels, you had the crown, you had the ark, you had all, and you had an encompassed place that you were going to ministrate and execute dominion from. Now, this is what God calls us to do. Well, God will just do it. Well, God is not just doing it. He works with us. God has to have our authority and our dominion. And if we become people of skilled faith, we're going to learn to take territory for God. Amen. And so God is just building this model right now, but he's about to anoint the model. Amen. And when he anoints the model, you're going to see whole cities come under the glory of God. His people are going to see, wow, not only does this stuff work, this stuff is powerful. Amen. Because it's going to bring heaven down. Because the ark, what does the ark represent? The ark represents the glory of the abiding God. He says, I'll be a wall of fire about you, and what? Glory in your midst. Jesus and the Father promised to come. He goes, I and my Father will come and make our abode, say our abode with you. We'll come and inhabit the place with you. We'll come in to the earth and you'll become the temple of the living God. He's talking about manifest glory. He's talking about Shekinah glory. He's talking about transfigurating glory. There's no end to the glory that can be manifest, but what's more important, he talks about this that's come out from heaven into the earth that is now resident in the battlefield. It's resident in what a field that the enemy was either occupying, owning, or harassing. He will come into your house and harass you if you let him. You have to kick him out. Whining won't kick him out. You got to move him out. There's got to be a time you got to stand your ground and move him out. Because he'll stand there and he will harass, or he occupies certain territories altogether. But God is going to raise up an army in this last day with this kind of authority and dominion to know who they are, intercessors. We've got to stop praying the old way. There's a lot of prayer still even in this house that's being prayed out the old way. We have to start moving in the model God has shown us to move in, because that's what he's anointing. We got to come in and know, Father, we see you have given this house today. And this crown is set over the house. And now we release. Now, today when we do this, we're going to do this over our house and over your house. But we're also going to ask, because according to the word of the Lord this morning, and this is part of it, you hear instructions from the kingdom, you move on it. He said, when he woke up this morning, he said, release the angels of restoration over the house, over the homes. Angels of restoration encounter, encompass multiple things, not just one thing. The first level restoration, I'll restore to you the years the cankerworm have eaten. Say, I will restore. Not months, years. Say, I'll restore what? Years. I'll restore years to you. They'll restore financially. It says if the thief be found out, he has to restore sevenfold. But he has to be found out. You got to find out why he's stealing. If you discover why he's stealing from you and how he's stealing, he has to be found out. You can execute dominion all day, but if you don't find out why the thief's there, he has a legal right. He's coming in through some kind of legal right. When you break that legal right, recognize it, acknowledge it. I found a big legal right he was operating in me, and I got this thing cleared out. But he was using something. But when you learn what the thief, then you have a right. Okay, now you have to restore all that was stolen from me while you were in operation. That's how the kingdom works. And you have a right to release the angels of restoration for the restoration and restore all that was stolen, see? They will restore financial things. They'll restore health in your body. The Bible says, I will restore, saith the Lord. He restores health in your body. There are things the enemy takes advantage of in our body. I will restore. They're already talking about a new variant. They're going to keep talking about a variant. But you're living in a day the plagues are in the earth, but they're not going to touch us if we're walking in these realms. Not only can we keep him away from our own body, we can keep him away if we exercise the kind of dominion that God's calls us to exercise, but we're going to have to become a people of faith. Say faith. We have to be proactive in our faith. It takes discipline. It does. Not everybody wants to do that. In this hour and time, if we get too lazy, we can get subject. There are people that know God, love God, but they are getting hit and slammed by multiple things. We're going to have to learn to live in the high places, because I'm telling you what I'm seeing, we're not going to have a choice. Those who live in the high places will do exploits and live in a victory beyond victory. And those who do not are going to get subject to things that God never designed them to. It's just too much evil that's rampant right now. Too many open doors, too many windows out there. And we cannot just do things the way we used to. And besides, living in the high places is awesome anyway. Amen. So as we see the angels, we carve that out. We see that I've given. You can actually go into that and you can do perambulations into this. And you can go out in the future. You can do all that kind of thing. Go out and walk out in your promise. But today we're just releasing angels of restoration. Restorations in the home, restoration. They will begin a process of restoration. Restoration in the children, restoration in the family, restoration in the finance, restoration the body, restoration of joy. I'll restore to you the joy of your salvation. Wherever the Bible says restore, they are here for a position of restoration. That's what the Lord was saying to me, that they will restore whatever you are setting your faith for them to restore. Amen. But we're going to release them from top down. Even though certain angels are already going out in front, prepare the way, the angels of restoration are coming in to do some serious work. Amen. Because every one of us need restoration in one form or another. We start moving in the kingdom and become very skilled in the kingdom, the enemy's not going to have any foothold in our life anywhere. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. So it's releasing that the walls of Jericho will collapse. The things will collapse and God will build a stronghold of the kingdom of God around us, around your life, around your spirit, around your soul, around your family, and one that's impenetrable. Amen. And so as we just do this, we have to, it's like the just will live by faith. One of the things I like the most right now is I like to watch Kenneth Copeland's New Victory Channel. One of the things that I see with them is so many of them have a lot of victory. They get judged by everybody. But once you start judging them, you'll get cut off. You won't get what they got. But they all have victory. Not just financial victory. They have victory in their family. They have victory in their homes. They have victory in their church. They have wholesome family. And I see this almost every single one of them that are on the TV. They're all in faith and they exercise a different, even they, most of the faith they're just exercising here. Word of God in your heart and your mouth and speaking. We have an even a greater realm to operate from the right hand of God. Amen. We're being trained with that. But I love listening to them because you don't hear doubt and unbelief coming out of them. They have faith coming out of them. And you can see it and feel it. Anna and I were watching last night a couple talk about their life. And you can just see the glory on them talking about their whole journey and how awesome it's been. And you could see the glory on them. And you could see it. It's like, wow. And that's awesome. See, and that's what I'm seeing that. And I want to be plugged into that vein, the faith vein all the time because you can see the fruit of it. Amen. Praise God. Watch somebody getting negative about things because they don't understand it or they don't have revelation on it. Watch that kind of thing because that can affect you. You want to stay in faith because you can plug into the kingdom of God. Truth is truth. Amen. And we need to stay in all manner of truth, all manner of faith, all manner of grace. Amen. Amen. We want the whole thing. If we want the whole thing, we got to do the whole thing. Amen. Ann and I were having a discussion yesterday about how the Jordan works. When you get in the Jordan, you execute faith in there. That's the time you turn. See, when you go to the throne, you're surrendering. So you're executing the operation of surrender. But when you get in the Jordan, that's a time for faith. Because that's the time you are cutting off, loosing, releasing, breaking, laying the axe to all the former things, the wilderness reproach, the reproach of Egypt, all the way back to the reproach of Adam, cutting that umbilical cord. Because you want to get free of all that. You want to constantly be severing that. Because that cord is crazy. You get it cut off and it wants to reach right back up. And you got to constantly keep it out. Amen. That's an operation of faith. And people don't do that. And don't realize when you have generational issues, when you cut them off, you got to keep them off because they want to come back up through them and they want an open door. So it's always looking for an open door. Thief cometh. He's looking for the open door. He seeks the roaring lion. So when we cut off, that's why we do this daily. That's what we say. I die daily. That doesn't mean I walk around just, you know, oh, I got to die today. I'm crucified all day long. Woe is me. You know, because you start getting into that too much, you'll wear the wrong stuff. There is a design to die to that old man, and you can do that by faith. You can put that man down by faith. And when you get your faith in operation, we cut those things off, then we can address them from a position of authority, and when we're releasing the angels to cut out, to move out, to speak to the mountain. I like to speak to the mountain coming back. When I'm back from the realm of authority and dominion, when I've done my thing, I want to speak to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou loose, be thou cast in the sea, let the walls of Jericho fall, break, sever the cords, and today we'll do that, and we'll break generation, driving out all generational issues, because I've dealt with multiple generational issues. But some things you got to execute by faith. But once you get going, there's not a faith person alive that actually does this on a daily basis and starts gaining victory that doesn't like it. That you like it. Faith is addictive. It's attractive. It's addictive. You like it. Though you go through things and face storms, faith will come out roaring. Amen. And once you learn to live that kind of lifestyle, there's no other lifestyle to live. There's no other way to live. You want to. You want to be in the high places. You want to live in the high places. They that forsake all to follow me will receive, watch this, in this life, 100-fold. How many of us actually receive 100-fold in this life? They'll receive 100-fold in this life. If we're not receiving that, there's something we are not doing. There's something that's got to change. And I tell you what, the Lord's in the changing business right now. Praise God. He's turning things upside down. But that's okay. That's part of it too. He's going to change you. He's not going to leave you the same way. He's going to change things. Because he's going to find out what's between you and your promise. And he's going to order the transformation. Praise God. But they'll receive 100-fold. But watch this. With persecution. Because when you go out to the 100-fold of God, you're going to live in victory. You're going to live blessed. You're going to live highly blessed and highly favored. And people are not going to like it that have a religious spirit. And if you follow around people with a religious spirit, they'll let you know what they think. We're not called, and so there'll be persecutions with that, and you gotta accept that, but you can't back up because somebody thinks you should. You gotta move forward and have a vision for the blessed life of God, 100-fold life of God. He said you could have it here. Friends, brethren, family, blessings, houses, you could have 100-fold operation of God, a blessing. It will come with persecution because people will judge that. Because they don't walk in that kind of truth. But I can't live my life according to what somebody else thinks. Amen. We embrace that. We're going to set a vision for 100-fold glory. We're going to set a vision for 100-fold lands. We're going to set a vision for multiplication, increase. I like the high places. I like the blessing. I like the fullness. You can do more with God. You're a whole lot more productive. You're a whole lot more alive. Amen? We're going to send a couple of extra angels to clear out all the religion. Because religion likes to get right up in there.